And now this is a dictation for Amanda McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K, January 1st, 85, address as a letter to Dr. Trombley, T as in today, R-O-M-B-L-E-Y, 2466495. Dear Dr. Trombley, follow up for Amanda, comes accompanied with Mother Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, who has SIADH, low sodium concentration, with very high urine osmolality, 600. Last visit was in January. She was admitted a couple of days in the hospital for COVID, did not require high level of oxygen or ventilatory assistance. New diagnosis of osteoporosis, probably related to anticonception. Depo-provera, which has been discontinued now on oral contraceptives. She is trying to participate in different activities, different services available in the community, which she likes very much, interacting with people, socializing. She is legally blind, uses a cane, no recent falling episode. Her best days on Thursday when she goes to have ice cream, trying to do fluid restriction, no vomiting, diarrhea, on sodium tablets as well as urea tablets, U-R-E-A, urea tablets. Has symptoms of overactive bladder, presently no incontinence, prior urinary tract infection, last one like 3 weeks ago, no bleeding, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, medication list review, diabetes on Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, remains on Ditropan for incontinence of urine, a long list of psychoactive medications for her psychiatric disorder, prazosin, potentially blood pressure. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 105.82, weight 194, legally blind. She is able to answer questions. She has some neurological developmental disabilities. No respiratory distress, no RALS, no pericardial rapport, arrhythmia, no edema. She's able to walk. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from July 13, with a sodium of 130, that for her is one of her best. Potassium acid base normal. Cell count, platelet normal, hemoglobin normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hyposmolality, SIADH, likely from her multiple medications for psychiatric and neurological issues, very high urine osmolality at 600, continued fluid restrictions, favoring protein intake, not opposing the sodium tablets, although that's not the pathophysiology, and also using the urea tablets that patient has to pay out of pocket as insurance does not pay for that. Blood pressure systolic is running in the low side, although diastolic is upper normal. We might be able to use a low dose of loop diuretics to minimize the degree of high osmolality in the urine, which the last one measure was 600. At this moment, however, we are going to continue present treatment. She is quite active within her limitations. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.